Morning, folks. Appreciate you tuning in today to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Good big weekend coming up. A lot of things going on this weekend, and there's stuff you can do and all over the place. You can go to Mount Vernon, you can go to McLeansboro, you can go do all kinds of things and go anywhere you want. But today we're going to talk about what's going on in Jeff, and it's a lot of fun. I've been there. I think the Frontier Days in Jeff have been going for over 30 or 40 years, and I've already been to a third of them anyway. I'm joined today by Sherry Youngworth, or you call it Youngworth or Jungworth. I always get it bad. Which one?
Jungworth.
Jungworth. Sherry Jungworth, along with Howard Tanner from the Jeff Rorton Club. Thanks for coming in, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Bruce. Thanks for coming in, Howard. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Are you doing well?
You betcha.
I got to ask you before we get going, you know, we had the big news story last month. Don and Cindy Grimes bought Fairfield Produce from you and Beverly. And basically you went into happy retirement. How is happy retirement?
Well, I've had about 4 days of it so far.
That's 4 days out of a month?
Four happy days? No. I had to stick around for a while and help get them oriented to the...
Help a little conversion.
Salespeople and clientele.
Yeah.
They're doing great.
Well, that's wonderful. I know they're really excited about it. I go in there and talk to them quite a bit, and congratulations here on live on the radio on your 25 years at Fairfield Produce. Mm-hmm. Since I've got you in here, I'm going to ask you about it. When you started 25 years ago, did you think it was going to that was what you were going to do until you retired?
Well, I hoped so.
Yeah.
I hoped that I could make a go of it.
Yeah.
The business had been there for years, years and years.
Who owned it before?
Bill Brown.
Oh, that's right.
Not Bill Brown from here, but Bill Brown from Flora.
Okay.
He was in the poultry business. The Brown family was in chickens and eggs. But I took it over August the 1st of 1990. Sold it August the 10th, 25 years later.
My goodness. That's you just like doing things in the heat, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again. And, of course, you've been involved with the Jeff Rurtons as well as the National Rurtons for a long time. What's your biggest... since I'm, I'll start bugging you here in a minute, Sherry.
Oh, since, <that's>
what's your favorite part of Jeff Frontier Days, Howard? How long have you been involved with it?
About 23 years, I believe.
Is that right? What's your favorite thing
about Frontier Days?
Yeah.
Oh, just the fellowship. It's just a big family reunion for a lot of people.
Do you get families planning vacations around it, maybe?
Well, I don't know about that, but you know, you'll look out among the crowd and you'll see people sitting around on picnic tables and just talking about old times, and it's just a good time for people to come back home and get together,
get the opportunity to visit.
Sure, we don't do much of that anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. You make a good point. With social media, mm-hmm. A lot of folks don't take the time to converse publicly with their fellow persons.
Right. We don't sit on the front porch and talk to people going by. And
with air conditioning.
Well, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so the Frontier Days gives folks an opportunity to do that. Sherry, how long have you been involved with Jeff Frontier Days?
I believe it's 4 years.
And you moved down here. You're not originally from here.
No, I'm not.
Where were you from?
Up around Elmhurst, suburb of Chicago.
This must be the opportunity to put on and have a small town thing over the years like this. Must have been a large difference to your life from what you were living leading up in Elmhurst. Did they have Elmhurst Frontier Days?
No. No, they have a lot of village type things,
yeah.
You know, block parties,
sure.
And stuff like that. But this is more community fellowship, goodwill, and it's a good opportunity to do a lot of good for the community. So,
what's your favorite part of the Frontier Days?
I think talking to the people. It's good to hear all the stories.
You get to meet new people and that kind of thing. Yeah. See, I suspect that you've met just about everybody.
Met a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's hard to put names together sometimes, but you know their faces, and you know they recognize you, and you recognize them, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's wonderful! This all starts. It all starts tomorrow, doesn't it?
It does.
What is the beginning of Frontier Days? What are we doing tomorrow? What is the first? If I'm fired up and I want to go to Jeff, what am I going to do first? What am I going to see?
Well, they'll start setting up all the booths and stands, and they have sandwiches and cold drinks from about noon tomorrow. And then the kids come over from school with the teachers.
Okay.
That's always fun.
They have a little field trip, don't they?
They do, and they get excited, and they want drinks, and they want to look at all the goodies they can buy, you know, at the different stands. And
what all stands can folks expect? I know that a lot of years there's the broom making and the cider making and that kind of thing. What are some of the booths there?
Rugs.
Rugs.
We have a lady that comes in and makes some really great rugs. They're sturdy and rag rugs. It's a lot of fun. She brings the loom and they sit there and work on those.
So she'll put together rugs basically in front of you.
Yeah. She'll work on, you know, whatever she happens to be working on. She'll take orders, and then also has a lot of different sizes on display, and you can purchase those. And you never really know who's going to show up there.
Yeah. Do you still have Howard, do you still have the broom makers coming in?
Yes.
They do a nice job.
This year, I guess you could say they're going to size down a little bit. They're just going to make whisk brooms. They're not going to make the full-size brooms.
Oh, really?
This guy comes from, I think it might be Mount Carmel or Allendale, somewhere over that direction, and he doesn't want to have to move everything over here, all of his equipment, so he's just going to make small brooms.
He's been doing it a few years, I guess. I'm surprised that, I guess I don't know how much equipment is involved. I've never really – I go to the cider making. I don't go to the broom making. When I see brooms, Sherry, I think work.
And actually, we don't make the cider anymore. It'll be fresh cider.
Okay.
But our old equipment got in disrepair, so we don't make cider anymore. We used to make just a sampling just to show the folks how it was made in the past. But that got to be a lot of work, and the equipment got bad. So we still have the equipment there that people can look at, but we purchase the cider now.
Who are you bringing it down from? Is that Moran or?
No, from.
I'm trying to remember.
Vandale,
You're sitting there thinking. I can see your brain moving. You haven't been retired that long, Howard.
I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the orchard. Now, I hope they're not listening.
Oh, well, that's if they are, that's maybe they'll advertise more next year.
But we'll go this afternoon and pick that up, get it refrigerated, and it'll be nice, cold, fresh cider.
It's a difference, too, isn't it?
Non-pasteurized.
Yeah.
It's just fresh cider.
It's a big difference between pasteurized, to me.
Oh, yes.
Between pasteurized and unpasteurized cider.
You're talking cider and apple juice.
Right.
A lot of difference.
Yeah, that's certainly is. So you're going to get it today. How big a truck are you taking to go haul back a bunch of cider?
Oh,
Howard?
Just a pickup truck.
Are you going to have enough? You got enough room?
Well,
enough room?
We hope so.
Do you have you run out ever?
Yes. Yeah. We normally it comes out just about even.
Uh huh.
Sometimes we might have 6 or 8 gallon left over.
Yeah.
Last year we ran out.
Okay.
Had 225 gallon, which is a lot of cider, but it's good stuff. People like it, and
they can
buy it by the glass or by the gallon. Either way,
I'm trying to think how much of a pickup truck that's a pretty full pickup truck.
Yes, it's a pretty full pickup truck. What we do, we take crates that will hold 4 gallon, and we can stack them.
Yeah.
So it works good.
I must admit, and I feel bad about having to admit it, you say 225 gallons of cider, the first thing my brain starts running through is how much is that going to weigh and can I fit it in a truck? And who's, I don't want to take my pickup truck. That's pretty heavy load. You need a half ton for that, don't you?
Or three quarter, yeah.
Yeah, probably three quarter.
Probably three quarter.
Talking with Howard Tanner and Sherry Jungwirth, we're talking about Jeff Frontier Days coming up on September 11th and 12th. That's tomorrow and on Thursday. Or pardon me, tomorrow and Saturday. And we just barely got started. We're talking about the children's things. We'll talk about the children's games that are going to go on Saturday or Friday night, as well as the all-day Saturday stuff. When we return here to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, back in a bit.
The Osgood.
Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on WFIW AM and FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got guests on the show, Sherry Jungwirth, along with Howard Tanner. We're talking about Jeff Frontier Days. And I interrupted Sherry earlier when she was talking about the kids coming over from the grade school on Friday, tomorrow. This is tomorrow. How they'll come over and eat a sandwich. You said they'll eat a sandwich and have cool drinks. Is that what you're saying, Sherry?
Yeah, they look around.
Now, do they go back to school and then come back later for the games, or do they stick around and have the games that night?
No, the games don't start till around 5 okay. on Friday. So they come back with their parents or grandparents or whoever will bring them.
Who's in charge of the games?
Terry Hall.
Terry Hall, I believe.
I see yeah. Sack racing is one of them. What other games do you have?
The three-legged races.
Okay.
And then at 5:30, that's probably the big thing is the watermelon eating contest.
All right, I got to know. I've never been there on Friday night. I usually go on Saturday because it's just when I go. How much watermelon? Are these for the kids?
Yeah.
How much watermelon can a kid eat? I mean, really, I presume that they sit there and just load them up.
Yeah, Howard, how many do we go through? I don't know.
Oh, we usually have probably 10 watermelons.
Is this
of course, we cut them in slices.
I was going to say, is this a timed event, and
yes.
You're counting how many slices they go through?
No, they don't go through a full slice. We'll cut a watermelon in probably 8 pieces.
Okay.
For the average size kids, a smaller pre-weigh. Kids, a little smaller.
You'll pre-weigh them or something. I got to tell you, when I was a kid, I haven't eaten much watermelon recently, but when I was a kid, I'd probably be able to go through quite a bit of watermelon.
Well,
I would have been good at this contest.
It's a timed event. They can't use their hands. They just have to dive in and eat this watermelon and spit out the seeds and not get choked, you know, on it. And the one that devours the most melon in a certain length of time is the winner.
How much?
Their prize is either a dollar or a watermelon.
I take the watermelon. You got to figure they take the watermelon, don't you, Sherry?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long do you time them? What's the length of the contest? I mean, because whenever you see the folks in, say, the hot dog eating contest over in New York City, that's a 10 minute deal that they figure 10 or 12 minutes. How many hot dogs they can eat in that amount of time? That's a lot of time. Don't go that long.
No, this is only a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
And you know, when you say a minute, that seems like a long time when you're looking at your watch. But
when you're looking at the large watermelon in front of you, I bet you this is when all the parents are taking the pictures of the kids just dying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crowding in to take pictures. And
yeah.
Then we break out the rolls of paper towels and clean everybody up and get the next group in.
How many groups will you typically have?
Oh, there'll be five or six different age groups.
Okay. All right. So now, next in the evening entertainment, Sherry, is the is what?
Power and Grace tumbling.
I got to know. Do we have contestants from the watermelon race who then go take the part in the Power and Grace tumbling event? Because that seems like not a very good idea.
Yeah, no, probably not. they put on a really great show. Joni Pollard out of Flora. She has her gymnastics and
studio up there.
Yes, and she does a really great job. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday. And then after that is the crowning of the Little Miss Frontier. And so,
talk a little bit about the Little Miss Frontier contest. That's a pretty nice deal, isn't it?
Yeah, they come out first, I believe, in their frontier country costumes, and there is a
clothing change throughout.
Yeah. And they're asked certain questions, and there's five contestants this year, and. Age-wise,
you say what?
Sure.
What are the ages of those kids, Aaron? Is it 6 years old?
Up to
6 to 8 years old.
I think
or something
they're 6 or 8 years old, something like that. I don't know. I didn't have any girls, so I don't know.
I think it's up to 8.
You have any granddaughters?
Yeah, I had a granddaughter that was in it 1 year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of questions do they ask? What kind of questions do you ask an 8-year old in a Frontier Days contest?
Just some I'm wondering. Simple things like where did you go on vacation last year, and just anything to get them to open up.
Yeah.
So they'll will speak, you know, because they're pretty shy in front of the crowd. But
is that the key to winning?
That's a lot of it.
Really,
personality is a lot of it.
Yeah. And they're up on a stage, you know, and everybody's watching and.
So well, it's a little intimidating, as is being on the radio.
Yeah.
But you do so well.
And I look the part, right?
That's exactly right. You're like me. You do look the part, that's for sure. So they have the clothes. They're in Frontier garb and then into what? What's the change into?
Dressy. Evening dress.
That must be the most
I've always
wondered, Sherry, and you're probably not a judge of it. I've always wondered how that must be the toughest job in the world to judge a pageant like that.
I know. Now I'm not a judge, but the kids are so cute, and how do you pick? I know.
Yeah.
It's
it just seems like it'd be tremendously difficult.
But it's a lot of fun for the kids
and we usually have three impartial judges.
Three impartial and five biased or something like that?
Not from Jeff.
I see.
You know, so sometimes they may know some of the kids, but usually not.
Yeah.
And it turns out good every year.
That's cool. We're talking to Sherry Jungwirth along with Howard Tanner about the Frontier Days. Jeff Rurton Frontier Days coming up September 11th and 12th. That's tomorrow and Saturday. And let's get to Saturday because it's got Saturday's a lot of fun. I really enjoy coming up there and seeing the antique tractors. You get a very large. What kind of number you think of the antique tractors are going to show up?
Golly!
I know they just had the big tractor rally last Labor Day.
Yeah.
And that probably got a lot of folks fired up about Jeff Frontier Days coming up, too. Right?
It's a lot of fun to see them. They're displayed really well. They have the car show, too. And, the tractors. How many do you think, Howard? There's probably...
I would say there'll be 50 tractors.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now, you know, we make up this book. We make up the flyer every year. We never know. It says in the book that there will be a blacksmith there all day on Saturday. Well, maybe yes and maybe no. We don't pay, like some communities, pay the booth participants to come in.
Okay.
We don't.
I didn't realize anybody did.
Oh yeah, the bigger ones do. Yes. Oh, okay. I could name some, but I shouldn't on the radio. But
you tell me afterward.
Yeah. But you know, we don't pay to have displayers come in. There may be one there, you know, you never know.
Sure.
Something could happen. She mentioned the rug weaving. Heaven forbid that woman might be sick that day, you know, and then we're wrong on advertising him. We never know who's going to show up.
Well, Howard, I don't think anybody's going to sue you for bait and switch if somebody gets sick and doesn't show up.
No, but there's comments about it.
Is that right?
So, you know, we try to do our best.
Sure.
I don't live in a perfect world, so, you know, we just do the best we can. And
that's exactly right.
There'll be a lot of, you mentioned tractors.
Well, I was going to say, how did we go from talking about antique tractors to you not living in a perfect world, Howard?
I don't know. But, you know, it's, they spend a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Restoring.
Oh, absolutely.
Tractors and automobiles. And we appreciate them showing up, tractors and the cars and trucks.
That's the thing with those tractors. It's not just, you know, you can't just drive that tractor down the road and bring it to Jeff if you're going to be bringing it from somebody. You've got a little rig, too, and you're hauling stuff down there. And that's a commitment.
Right.
And Britt and Krista McNeely, they work hard at putting this part together, too. And
are they in charge of the car show as well?
They are.
How big does the car show get? I mean, 50 is a large number for tractors. The antique car show's, is it that big, too?
Well, it started out, there was just a few.
Yeah.
And, of course, that depends entirely on the weather also.
Right.
Because they're not going to get those cars out if it's a little rainy.
You got to like sunny in 67, don't you?
You betcha.
I bet.
And so it'll be good.
It just gets a little bigger every year. I'm going to go on a limb and say there may be as many as 40 automobiles there.
Really?
Cars.
That's a pretty good number.
Because it's going to be nice weather. The word's kind of gotten out now that we have this, and we don't pay big prizes, you know, but the people that are into this like to come and show off their automobiles.
That's kind of what I was going to get to next. That's the one of, to me, when we talk about, we mentioned the big parade earlier, and a lot of those tractors will get into the parade, won't they?
Yes, the tractors.
Not the cars for the
most. Approximately all of the tractors will be in the parade, but the cars and trucks, they are all roadworthy, of course, but they don't do much parading of them.
You'd rather just show those.
Those are for show.
Yeah. Are many of the tractors that you get there, are they still in use? I know farmers who have antique tractors that are using them 60 years old.
I used to farm with antiques.
Yeah.
Didn't know it at the time. They're... The majority of them, the vast majority of them, are field worthy.
Yeah.
And you could use them in the field, but they don't.
Once you start showing them, you probably don't.
Once you get them all fixed up, and when you're talking about a tractor that is a 1950 vintage, you know, you're not really wanting to take it to the field.
Not really all that efficient anymore, is it?
Not that efficient. A lot of them are or smaller tractors. I shouldn't say that because now some of them will be huge, but you know, they're not like the big tractors that we have nowadays.
Oh yeah, yeah. And what's the registration for that? What time folks start showing up?
They'll start coming in Friday, tomorrow. They'll
the tractors
start coming
will?
In tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact.
Really?
And then, depending on the harvest abilities, whether they're able to shell a little bit of corn and cut a little bit of beans, which I don't think they will be this year.
No,
since,
not tomorrow.
Since we had the rain.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just come in all day.
Well, that's pretty great. And what time's the registration for the car? The car show starts. The folks don't bring cars in the day early. No.
Registration on that is 8:30 to 10. We do charge $10 entry fee on the cars. We don't for the tractors. We do on the cars. Judging will be at noon. And like Sherry said, Brett and Krista McNeely is in charge of this car show again this year, and they do a great job. There'll be what they call dash plaques.
Yeah, those are the folks like to collect those.
Sure.
That's the collectible thing.
Right. And then there'll be different awards given. So it's a good time for the people that are into that and for people to walk around and view these automobiles. And
then everybody's going to go on parade at what time?
The parade starts at 2 o'clock.
Parade's at 2 o'clock. I'm talking with Howard Tanner along with Sherry Jungwirth from the Jeff Rurton Club, and we're talking about the 2015 Jeff Rurton Frontier Days. It'll be held tomorrow and Saturday in the park in Jeff, Illinois. I don't know where you put 50 tractors, by the way. Where in the world are you putting all those tractors?
Well, they just line them up around the edge of the park, and then they're judged, and then they go through the parade, and we'll give a trophy to the to the tractor. I think it's 1950 and older, and then one to 1950 and newer.
Yeah.
And then we'll have one that we call the Carol White Memorial. If you're from around Jeff or Wayne County, you know about Carol White. He has since passed away, but his family has restored literally hundreds of tractors.
No kidding.
The majority of them being John Deere.
Huh.
But not all of them. They'll bring a lot of tractors.
They have the paint dealers on notice.
Yeah.
The green paint dealers on notice. We're talking about Jeff Frontier Days. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the games and contests taking place on Saturday. We haven't even talked about the food, and we're going to do that when we return, as well as the big old Cheyenne Express show on Saturday night when we return here to the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing guts. Although I am black and brown, some problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. My God, force the truth. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. We're also online at WFIWradio.com. Appreciate folks tuning in, however you are tuning in. And don't forget tomorrow's the big auction here on the radio tomorrow morning, and it'll be on all both of those stations as well as WOKZ 105.9 FM and online and all over the place. All kinds of bargains for you tomorrow at the auction. I'm talking today with Sherry Jungwirth and Howard Tanner about the Jeff Frontier Days coming up over the next couple of days. There's all kinds of things to do. We've been talking about the tractor show, the car and truck show. So basically the way we've made it sound, Sherry, is that it's all adults who can drive stuff. But that's not really what it's all about on Saturday, is it?
No, it's the kids. I think it's the kids. It's fun to watch the kids. It's about getting together one more time before the fall really sets in.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool weather.
Four folks want to stay inside.
Yeah, and get out, do something with the family, meet your neighbors, and get together one more time.
What are you doing on Saturday? Jeff Frontier Days has some of the more unique races that you'll find and more unique competitions, let's put it that way, for the kids to win, don't you?
Well, they'll bring their frogs and turtles. We have both.
Frog races and turtles. You know, yeah. And the amazing thing to me is, you know, no matter how many folks attend, you always have a pretty good field of frogs and turtles in how many folks will you get bringing frogs?
Oh, 20.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah.
You get 20 folks bringing frogs.
Oh, there'd be more than 20, I'm sure.
What time is that? It's 10 o'clock on Saturday. Okay.
They really look forward to this frog racing.
Like, do people train their frogs?
I don't know how you train a frog. But
they talk a lot to them.
They train their turtles too.
And they start at the boundary line on the basketball court and go to the free throw line.
So basically 15, 18 feet.
Something like that.
Okay.
And the first frog there wins. You're able to slap the ground or blow on the frog, whatever you want to do. Just can't touch him with your hands.
No touching. You can scare him all you want.
You can scare him all you want.
But the bad deal is, if you're like clapping your hands and trying to scare your frog, you're probably scaring somebody else's frog too into moving too, right?
Right.
And they never go in a straight line. They'll be out in the grass and just, you know.
That's great. Now, do you have heats? Or is it all at once?
We have different sized frogs in each heat. So we'll start out with the little bitty frogs.
Yeah. Are tree frogs more effective than bullfrogs, I guess?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But
a little bit less weight there.
Right. But, you know, they'll go with the little bitty frogs and then just keep getting larger. And same way with the turtles.
Tell me about the turtle. That must be a real skill to be able to get a turtle to come out of its shell to run.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a trick, but what we do.
Because if you start clapping behind a turtle, it's going to shell up.
No, you can't do that on the turtles. It's a little bit different. We have those sized also.
Uh huh.
And however many turtles there is in each heat, we'll take them to the center of the basketball court where the circle is.
Uh huh.
And we have a tub, a metal tub.
Right.
That
wash tub type of thing.
Right. A large wash tub. Get all the turtles in a pile in the center of this circle. Put the tub over them. And then remove the tub. And the first turtle that reaches the outside of that circle.
Off you go.
Is the winner.
How long does that take? How long has it taken? I mean, I presume sometimes you get it within a minute or two.
Yeah, and 30 seconds to a couple of minutes.
And they're trying to get away from whatever. Yeah, they're trying to run away from, run away. Don't even know what they're running from.
And the biggest problem is the bystanders and the kids that brought the turtles want to get right up there by that line.
They get excited.
Which is the wrong thing to do.
Scares the turtle.
They stomp their feet and everything. It scares the turtles. They stop. So the best thing to do is just, if everyone to stay back and let them do their thing and
which takes more time? At the same time, you've got the turtle race going at 10:30, and at the same time, the highlight to me, one of the highlights of the entire weekend, is the other thing going on at 10:30, when you have the children, the diaper derby. Sherry, isn't that the best thing ever?
Yeah, it's how many grandmas and moms and dads, and they're edging their babies, you know, get going. And
see, really, you know, they're kind of, babies are probably kind of like turtles too, in that you can't get behind them and start clapping and stomping.
Yeah. They'll stop and cry. Right.
So what's the best way to get a baby to move?
Oh, golly. Just by talking to them, probably. You know?
Going from the end,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Is that course the same as the frog course, or how long is the diaper derby course?
No, actually, we have a big blue plastic tarp that has a painted start line and a finish line on it.
Okay.
And either mom or dad will place the baby at the start line, and the other spouse, whichever, will get at the finish line and call the baby, and whichever one crawls down there first.
10, 15 feet? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably 15.
See, now there are probably people there's no training really involved in frogs and turtle racing, but I'm assuming that there's training involved in the diaper derby. Is that right?
This is true, but these have to be crawling babies. We don't want anybody jumping up and running. You know? So it's little babies that crawl, and of course the prize for this is a package of diapers.
Oh, well, now there you go. That always helps. That will always help. I got to ask, and I feel bad asking. Maybe it's my own dissipation. Is there gambling? Can I gamble on these babies?
There may be a few side bets.
Well, that's good. That's all you need, isn't it? That leads into the fun part. We talked off air about the sawdust pile. That just seems like a dirty mess waiting to happen, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
Kids love it, though. They love to dig around, make that sawdust pile bigger and bigger, and they're looking for these coins. And
see, that's you say kids love it, because that's what mainly the main part of the day is. This is something for families to get out and enjoy is the big part of the day. The pedal pull comes on at 4 o'clock. What are you pulling? They pulling a wagon? Are you like throwing more weight on it or what?
No, actually, the young farmers.
You're bringing the young farmers people, huh?
Yeah,
they've got a nice setup.
They have a nice little scales. I mean, a pulling.
A unit.
That unit. Just like the big boys, and just like the sanctioned tractor pulls, the farther you pull it, the weight goes forward on it and puts more weight on the ground and stops them from going.
That's great. How young are the kids in the pedal pull? They go 9 years old, 8 years old, five years old, 3 years old.
We'll have a few adults that want to participate also.
Really? On what kind of tractor?
Just a little lawn tractor.
A little pedal tractor?
Pedal tractor.
You have to be small adult, I would think.
Well, that always helps.
But the kids are pedaling their heart out.
Yeah?
Do
they make those things four-wheel drive, or is it just the front, too?
No, just the front.
That's too bad. That'd be too bad. Somebody needs to develop the four-wheel drive pedal pull. That would help out, I think, immensely. We haven't even talked about them. We need to talk about the Cheyenne Express Band. What time? That's the main event of the evening, isn't it, Sherry? What
6
time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Now, are either of you big fans? Are you big groupies of the Cheyenne Express Band?
I have not heard them. We have our former president of Ruten knows them well, and they're big in Wayne City.
Yeah.
And it's a great group.
Well, it's the country sounds of Jack Townsend, Fred, and Kitty Mooney, and the rest of the Cheyenne Express Band. They're famous in Wayne County is what they're known as, which this is great.
A lot of people in Wayne County have heard of Fred Mooney and don't realize it. That's Fred's Feathered Friends.
Yeah.
That's Fred Mooney.
Is that right?
Okay. So he's multi-talented.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm talking with Howard Tanner and Sherry Jungwirth about the Jeff Raritan Frontier Days, and it's this weekend, September 11th and 12th in the park in Jeff. Howard, we were talking history a little bit earlier. How long has the Frontier Days been going, you think?
A little less than 40 years. The Ruitan has been going in Jeff more than 40, but the first two or three years they didn't have Frontier Days.
Yeah.
It's something that they started a couple of years after conception of the Ruitan.
And, you know, I'm about done with the show. We forgot to talk about the ham and bean feed.
That's always a good draw on Saturday. Ham and beans, they'll be prepared in a cast iron kettle. Probably, I don't know how big the kettle is, but it's 25 or 30 gallon at least.
Is that one of the highlights of the weekend? Probably the ham and bean.
A lot of people come for that.
Is that right?
Starts at noon.
Ham and bean feed starting at noon on Saturday. Sandwiches are going to be available all day long. What are the sandwiches?
Pork burgers, hot dogs, hamburgers, the barbecued ham, barbecued pork. What else do we have, Howard?
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Pie? There's dessert.
Pie.
We have pie.
Pie.
You got to make sure you got pie. Thanks for coming in, Howard. Thanks for coming in, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Have a great luck on the on Frontier Days. Coming up this weekend in Jeff, Illinois, Jeff Frontier Days, the 11th and 12th. We'll talk to you all tomorrow on the Bruce Dickey Show.